it's Parshas Noach always starts off the winter's month. And although I'm not Hasidish, I don't have that Hasidish blood in me, there's without a question some type of connection that Parshas Noach has to the beginning, the start. And it's said over in the name of everyone, so we'll just quote everyone. The Mabul is one of these things that Avadi had happened, and Avadi there was a lesson behind it, but it wouldn't be in the Torah unless there was a lesson for us to learn from it. Noach was not Jewish. He was not a Jew. He's not an Avram Avinu. He's a sign, a great-great-great-grandfather, obviously, of Avram Avinu. But the Dor Enosh also had a Mabul. That Mabul didn't make it in. The Mabul of Dor Enosh didn't make it anywhere. The Mabul that happened by Noach is a lesson for us to learn from, especially going into a winter's month. We sit there and we say to ourselves, what do we do? How do we protect ourselves? How do we get ourselves out? And the concept is the Mabul is this flood around us, the flood of Tumah, the flood of destruction, where we walk outside and we see the results of Western civilization. What happens when you're in a civilization with all these people out there? I didn't even know, Birshus Marosh Hashiva, to say anything here. But the teva that Noah had to make, the teva was a place for him to protect himself. A box, literally a box, not shaped like a boat, but surrounding himself with four walls and to say, in here, I'll be protected. When I'm out there, I'm destroyed. An Og can hold on to the side of the teva and survive in such a place. He can have the waters cooled off for him. But it's boiling hot lava water around. It's destructive. It's such an effect on my soul, not just on my physical body, on my soul. I will get affected if I go out there. And the box is there. We don't have a box. We have an octagon. But in this octagon, the concept is that through this winter's month, we spend our time in the teva. We keep ourselves in here. We'll keep it warm on the days that it needs to be, cooler on the days that it needs to be. But we have, during our winter's month, we spend our days and we surround ourselves with a box, with the teva, and we say, we're staying in here for a year, for the months that it takes for us to get through. And that's what this month is all about. If you spend more time out than in, then you'll have a problem. You spend more time in than out, you'll be protected. You'll get that protection that's there. I want to say the teva refers to a word, the words of Torah, that the words of Torah become the protection while you're in the base medrash. You can add that on. But the ikar point is staying, keeping yourselves inside, sitting down, making sure you're there for Seder, making sure you're there for davening. And it's things that you've been really good at for an Elzman, for the Zman that we've had so far. You keep working, you keep putting yourself inside there. You make for yourselves your own teva to survive the Mabul. And when you have to go out, you make sure you have your dove, your raven. You make sure you do other things instead. You keep yourself inside as much as possible. Switch it over just to one side, to another point. There's a story that it's a famous story. You've heard it. You all know it. I'm going to give a little twist to a lesson that everybody can learn from it. It's Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Mebrodichev. Again, I don't know if it happened or not. The good thing about this is that there's no forest and there's no wagon involved. That there's not. But before Rebbe Levi Yitzchak was known as being the Kedushas Levi, he went to his father-in-law for Sukkos. This is when he was still younger. So he went to him for Yom Tov. People saw that he was a great person. They certainly saw that Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, the way he looked, even as a young man, he must have been a tremendous tzaddik. People wanted to flock to him. They just knew him. So when they got up on Simchas Torah and they offered the kibud of saying Atah Reisa for the people, they gave it to this young man, to Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, that he should do Atah Reisa. And the way the story goes, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak went up to the bima to pick up the talis. They used the talis for Atah Reisa to be able to say it. He picked it up, and he put it back down. He picked it up again, and then he put it back down again. A third time, a fourth time, a fifth time, till finally, he put the talis down, he slammed it back down on the bima, and he said, fine, then you do it. And he went back to the back of Shul, and he sat down at the back of Shul. So the gabbai, after regaining his composure, he looks up and he gets somebody else to do Atah Reisa. Somebody else gets up, he does Atah Reisa, and everything's done. His father was embarrassed, but he didn't want to ask any questions. Rebbe Levi Yitzchak was known as being a person who had machshava, there was something going on. He didn't want to ask anything. Years later, he goes to his son-in-law and he says, I have to ask. I just don't understand. What were you doing? What was your thought process? Why were you picking up and putting down the towels? What did you say at the end? Rabbi Yitzchak said, and this I heard indirectly through Rabbi Yitzchak Soloveitchik Shlita. He said, when I approached the Bima to be able to say Atah Reisa, I saw that I wasn't alone. The Yetzer Hara came right next to me, and he picked up the talus on the other side. Bav Metzia case. Yetzer Hara came on one side, I came on the other, and we picked up the talus together. So I asked him, what are you doing here? So Yetzer Hara said to me, what are you doing here? So Rabbi Yitzchak said, I'm taking the talus. I was honored with Atah Reisa. I'm going to do Atah Reisa. Yetzer Hara says, I want to say it with you. Yetzer Hara says, I want to be it with you. Surprised, I said, who are you to say Atah Reisa? You get to say Atah Reisa. I said to Yetzer Hara, who are you? He said back, and who are you? He said to me, who are you to say Atah Reisa? I said, I've learned a lot of Torah. I've sat and I've learned. I've been in the Beis Medrash. Said the Yetzer Hara, I was with you the whole time. The whole time you were sitting in the Beis Medrash, I was with you. The same Torah you learned, I learned. I was there. When you were learning that Torah, I was with you. I said, I davened. I was by every tefillah. I davened Shacharis Mincha Maariv, Mustaf on Shabbos, Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. I davened every single tefillah with Kavanah. I had good tefillahs. Yetzer Hara says, I davened at the same exact time. I was with you the whole time. Every bit of tefillah that you said, I said as well. I said, I worked on doing much chesed. I did a crazy amount of chesed this year. I did a great amount of chesed. That's what I did. I deserve to say Atah Reisa. Said the Yatara, I was with you when you did that chesed as well. I helped you do all of those chesedim. Couldn't have done the chesedim without me. And he said, but I, Levi Yitzchak, I sat by the great Magid of Mezrich, by my Rebbe. I sat down with the Magid of Mezrich. He taught me a derech on Avodas Hashem. I continue to bring about my own Avodas Hashem, to do my derech, to try and find my derech and Avodas Hashem. Yetzer Hara says, I was with you the whole time as well. I'm also a Talmud of the Magid of Mezrich. I also am starting my own derech and my Avodas Hashem. So finally, I threw the talus down, and I said, so you do it. So you do it. I'm not going to do it. And he went and he sat down. The explanation is obvious. The simple explanation is, he really wanted to take this kibud. But he realized that the reason why he was taking this kibud was because of his great accomplishments. It was him, it was me, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was saying. Something that I did. He realized that everything he did had the participation of the Yetzer Hara. Was there something that I did, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was trying to think, something that I did that the Yetzer Hara was not involved with? And I'm asking you the same question. Is there an avoda that you do where your Yetzer Hara is not involved? I'm not putting the blame on anyone, but think of what we do, our mitzvos, our davening, our learning. Is there an aspect of Avodas Hashem that's purely L'shem Shemayim? This is not an easy question to answer. It's not an easy question to answer. But is there something that we can do that could be our L'shem Shemayim mitzvah? For those who were in Vod last year, when we did Vod on Monday and Wednesday nights, there were aspects that we tried to make. There's something that we call the chesed that no one else knows about. The chesed that you do that no one else will ever find out about. You're not going to tell anyone about it. You're going to do it. And every day you have to find something to do. It was 1 week, only 1 week where we did it. You have to find something that no one else will ever hear about. You're going to do a chesed, and that chesed is going to be forever yours. How many times can a person do that? How many things are there in the world? Every time I daven, there's an aspect of other people are watching me, or I have to do it because I'm with the yeshiva, or I have to do it because of my kehillah. There's always that aspect within, in all of our minds that's there. My parents, my friends, something else that's out there. How many things do we have where the Yetzer Hara is free? He's no longer there. It's us and just us. When Rabbi Yitzchak realized that everything he was doing had the Yetzer Hara aspect in it, he'd rather decline the honor. He didn't deserve it, he felt. Not that other people are greater, but he himself was not, I don't want to do Atah Reisa. I don't feel that I deserve to do Atah Reisa on my level where I am. But there's more to this story. I think it's there. Simchas Torah, specifically Atah Reisa, this could have been anything. He could have been honored with, I don't know, picking up the Sefer Torah at Achanas Sefer Torah. He could have been honored with saying over a drasha. This could have been anything. But Simchas Torah, for those who are here throughout El, going through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then finally Sukkot, the Melech Ozer Moshiach Umagen, the Melech of Rosh Hashanah, the Ozer of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Moshiach of Yom Kippur, and the mugging, the protection that we got over Sukkot. The culmination of that, of all of that, that Avodas Hashem that we did, the working hard in Elul, waking up a little bit earlier, making sure that we did more during all those times, and building, building up to be able to stand for as long as we could on Yom Kippur. To be able to have an Avodah on Yom Kippur where we can daven and learn and think about our Avodas Hashem all day long. To go straight to doing mitzvahs, taking a lulav and esrog and surrounding ourselves by a sukkah and being in the sukkahs for as long as possible. To daven a little bit more. To find time to learn even though it's not part of our actual seder during the day. To push ourselves during a bein hazmanim to do a little bit more. To end that with Simchas Torah is appropriate. It's very appropriate. When did Simchas Torah start? Who knows? 400 or 500 years ago? Was it a little bit earlier? Was it the Mekubalan? Was it possibly by Anshe Sfarad? Who started Simchas Torah? That doesn't matter. At some point, Simchas Torah became, this is the culmination. If you did everything correct, you should be so happy. You should be so happy. Look at our lots, that Ashrei Am Shekachalo. Look at what we have. That Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. You should be able to sing these songs b'simcha. You should be able to pick up the Sefer Torah, which is an unbelievable amount of azus, of brazenness, to take a Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh and to walk around a bima, or dance around a bima while holding it, to lift it up in the air and say, Moshe Emes to Sarasu Emes. That takes brazenness. That takes a person who thinks they're greater than they actually are to get up there and say, look at what we have, look at what I was able to do. If it's a culmination of everything you've been through, I worked hard, look at what I made myself, I put myself into such a position, then Simchas Torah should be an ultimate form of simcha, where it just exudes from you, it just comes out from you. Those who have seen one of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Cohn, and Adas Yeshurun on Simchas Torah, you feel that simcha. You feel that. Sometimes he puts his sweat on you, and then it's more than just feeling the simcha. It's disgusting simcha, but it's simcha. You feel how much he's into it, how much he wants to be there for it. That simcha is there. To be able to feel that simcha, I don't know. I can't tell you whether my Simchas Torah is a faked Simchas Torah because I need to dance for my soul to be more involved, for the yeshiva to be more involved, or for me to go somewhere, or if it's really exuding from me. That I'm not positive yet. But to proclaim, Ein Od Milvado, to say, Atah Haresa, to say these words and to let them come from your mouth. Hopefully, your avoda throughout that zman that we had brings you up to a level where you can say such things and you mean it. Will you feel that simcha? It's very hard to fake simcha. You want to put a smile on your face, plaster a smile on your face, and they're like, oh, that's so good for you. You could fake that. You want to pretend that you feel good for somebody, you could do that. But simcha, the true simcha, not the other aspects of what happiness could be and how you translate that into Hebrew, but simcha, true simcha, you have to feel it in your bones. You have to have it come from you. Because what makes you happy really is what you are. If you're only happy by doing things that are outside this box, then you have to redefine your happiness. Where is your true simcha? What are you truly happy doing? That if I would say to you, what would be, if you had one choice in the world, you could do one thing, what do you want to do? If sitting in the base medrash is not up there, we have to work on something. And that's what this zman is for. Find simcha in what you're doing. Go through the next 4, 5, 6 months and sit there and say to yourself, what do I need to do to make this my number one? How do I do that? How can I make it that it's not just about the dancing of the Sefer Torah or jumping around? How do I find it that this is where I want to be, this is what I want to do, that everything else that I do, and you're going to be doing great things, whether it's in a base medrash or out, you're always, your want, your desire, your drive is, how do I get myself back to the base medrash? How do I make sure that that's the place to be? I'm going through with a guy right now, he's 38 years old, he went through a little bit of trouble in his business, and he's now realizing that his biggest issue was not in his work and what he was doing, it's that he was living for work, living for it. He was spending hours and hours and hours at work, and he wasn't enjoying life, he wasn't enjoying what he was doing, he was making a lot of money. But he wasn't enjoying anything. And he sat there and he said to himself, I need to find time in the base medrash. So he hired two chavrusas for himself, one in the morning for an hour and a half, one in the evening for an hour. And he sat there, and that became so big for him. A year ago he did this. He's up to 2 hours in the morning. He doesn't go to work until 10:30. And he sit there for an hour and a half at night. He's learning the Hasmada. It's no longer, first it was just, he was learning a Daf Yomi thing, and then he was doing something else. Now he's learning. He's learning. No set amount. If some days he does 8 lines of Gemara. Sometimes he does 12 lines of Gemara. But he calls me up. He's like, I'm feeling it now. I'm feeling it. I'm more in touch with my family. I feel better about my business. I feel better about everything. Because when you bring yourself back, when you're finding your simcha here, in the box, where you are here, it starts coming out everywhere else. You're no longer concentrating on everything else, on the marble. Everything comes into play. And you're fine. You feel better. Find your simcha. Find something that you could be mesameach about. Something in this world, here, in this world, not out there. Make it your ultimate simcha. Not the World Series, not about football, not about any other sport, not about anything. Make it this. Make it this. And see how that affects every part of your world. How it changes everything around you. How it cools down the water around you and makes it a little bit easier to walk outside. Make that your simcha. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak couldn't do it because he had his Yitzhar with him. We're going to have our Yitzhar with us. Fine, we're going to have our Yitzhar with us. It'll be hard to say Atah Reis L'das. Not on the level of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. He himself felt that it wasn't there. But to feel that simcha and to exude that simcha and to make yourself into a different person because your ikar is here and your tuffel is out there, that is your job this month. That is what you're trying to do. And you're going to be matzliach. It's going to be great. I'm going to come out with a tremendous, tremendous teva that you'll be able to take with you for the next bina zman, months from now. Let's do this, everyone.